And this Gemara says, no. Lo yimamata b'zachar mazon. He said this halacha by a zachar. Shekein iser echot. Because by a zachar, there's only one iser involved. There's only one shayla involved about it. Whether he has a chiyuv to bring the korban or not. Like whether it's chulin bazar or not. But even on a standard it's chulin, when you make the shchita, though, the shchita is a good shchita. So there's no shayla of treifas of nevelus involved. There's only one iser, whether it's chulin bazar or not. So that's the halacha. The Torah says that you're supposed to bring an oshem toli. The person did an aveir, is a suffix, whether it's an aveir or not. If you ate a piece of meat, you don't know whether it's chaylev or whether it's shumin, that's the law, you have to bring an oshem toli. But that's only there, because when you bring your behema, at most could go wrong is that's chulim bazar. That's the most that could go wrong. So there the Torah was not to you. But tiyoma b'nekeva, but when this yoledis, this lady that gave birth, she has a doubt what she gave birth to. If you want her to bring a chatas toif, and she brings the birds, Sheshnei Yisurim. By a bird for a kohen to be able to eat it, there are two Yisurim involved. So there the Torah didn't matter you. So that's the stats from Yaisi Svarim, that when a chate seif is brought ala suffix, the lachim is the kohen is not allowed to eat the bird. So what do you see from here? The chur you see that there's a shchita midiraisur on a bird. And therefore, since you have the suffix, whether you mechuyiv to bring this bird or not, so then the kohen can't eat it. Because if the Kohen wants it through Malika, he's being over this Yisidiraisa. It's possible to say you're not Mechuyiv to bring this Korban, and therefore when you make a Malika on the bird, that Mamish makes it into a Nevela, and it's us that you'd eat it. The Gemara says, Mai Shnei Yisurim, what does it mean to say by a bird, there are two Yisurim involved, Lav Yisir Nevela, V'chulam V'yazara, Mechuru these are the two Yisurim. That if you have a doubt, if this Isha has a doubt, whether she has to bring this Chata Seif or not, here we say, in our suffix, the Kohen cannot eat it. Because by eating it, you're being over like two Yisurim. One Yisur is, maybe it's Chulun Lazara. So just for that suffix, whether it's Chulun or not, you're allowed to bring it. That's the Lach you learn out from Oshem Tolui, that on a suffix, you're allowed to bring it. But to eat it, though, there's a second Yisur involved, though. That maybe really this bird is not a Korban. She wasn't a Mechuyiv in the Korban. And then really the bird was supposed to have a Shechita. And the Kohen didn't make a shchita. The Kohen only made a malika. So it's in the vela. So therefore, in our suffix, we say you're not allowed to eat it. But our kofon in Yisiri, this is Rabbi Yossi. So Chura Yisiri, Rabbi Yossi holds that yeish shchita liyosh min ha-Torah. And both Yisiris, and also Chulun, Shanishtu bi-Azor, is Nisiri Raisa. So both, not like we're saying before, that Rabbi Yossi holds that both of these Yisurim is also Midi Raisa. That Midi Raisa, you're not allowed to bring a korban that's Chulun, a behema that's Chulun, into the base of Migdash. And midiraisa, you're not allowed to eat a bird that without shchita. So then we have Akasha back. How could Rabbi Yossi say by a nazir, when the father makes naziris upon his son, we could bring a korban, and even when it becomes tamei, we bring these birds for korban, a chatas oif. How could the kohen eat the chatas oif? Lechura, since the korban is not a korban midiraisa. Midiraisa, it's chulin. So if so, it's mishchuyiv shchita. So how could the kohen eat this oif without shchita? That's the kasha. So this Gemara says like this: Maskevla Rabacha Breid Ravika. He asks back, like, what's your bikasher over here? V'dilma mechayiv alei mishum de mechze ketrei yisurin midrabonin. Maybe Rabbi Yosi only means midrabonin. Avad midiraisa Rabbi Yosi holds, like we said before, there's no issa chulin biyazor midiraisa. Midiraisa ain't shchita liyef min haTorah. You don't have to have a shchita midiraisa, but midrabonin though you have to have it. So Yeshua is only saying in the Rabbonin is a svara that a chatas oif, the Kohen should not eat it. Because in the Rabbonin it looks like he's being over two Yisurim. In the Rabbonin there's an Issa chulin liyazora, and in the Rabbonin there's an Issa that you need a shchita on a knife. So since this oif is a suffix, maybe it's chulin, then the Kohen should not eat it because he's eating a nevela. So that's a svara in the Rabbonin by a suffix of Yeledis. By in a cave to bring a Safa Korban, that's the Svara. Mashenka and Bayos, the Svara was, since the father is doing this Mishum Chinuch, which is a mitzvah midrabonin, so midrabonin is a mitzvah of Chinuch, so since the mitzvah of the Chinuch is good, why here by Nazir, the Kohen could bring this Chatesoif. Because since there's a Chiv midrabonin to bring it, we say the Rabbonins have a right to take away their Yisurim. There's Midi, right, so there's no question you're allowed to bring the Oif. There's no Issa Chulun Yazara, and there's no Issa Shchita. It's only Midirabonin. Over here, since you're doing the Lashem Nitzus Naziris, therefore it's Mutta. So now it's no Kasha on Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara says, Leimo ki tanoi. I'll tell you, maybe it's a machlokes tanoim, like this. It says, Alocho, ad mosai madiras b'noi b'nozer. Until how old can your son be that the father could still make nazirus for a son? So the first one says, Achiyovi shtei sairus. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds until your son has two sairus, the mamash is a godol, up until then the father could be madir his son. But once your son becomes a godly, he has two sairus, he's yotzim reshus av, he can't make him into a nazir anymore. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda Reiner, Achiyegiya l'yonis nadorim. No, until he becomes 12 years old, there's a loch of Oynes Nadorim, that means by Nadorim, is Nevdokim a year earlier. A year even before he becomes by mitzvah, that's called Mufla Samach Liish. That's a machlokes, if it's a midiraisa, midirabonin, but I call upon him when your son is 12 years old already, then we say a neder that he makes is Nevdokim. We have to check him out to see if he really knows what he's talking about, if he really meant it. And if he really meant the nether, that's the loch of the nether with chal. So shmachlekes in the Gemara was this midiraisa midrabbanan. But I call upon him over here also. That the Mishnah says a father has the right to make his son into a nazir. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said that's only until he becomes 12 years old. Achigil yonis adorim. But once he becomes the age of 12 years old, then the father cannot make him a nether anymore, cannot make him into a nazir anymore. That's the machlekes tanoim here. Zemur says, my love, tanoihi. Like, l'chur, this tanoim, this machlekes is totally now a machlekes, Reb Yechon and Resh Lakish. They'll tell you like this. The Rebbe sov ralochi ben ozir. Rebbe holds that our Mishnah says the father can make naziris for his son is like Reb Yechon and says it's a lochel Moshe Mesinai. Therefore, v'yaf agav de gilioizn is the dorim, madalei, v'yozol, ademaisi shtei Cyrus. I don't care if your son became 12 years old already. He came to the time that he can make his own nedarim. So what? Like, even though he can make his own nedarim already, and a geit hilchos nedarim maybe is called like a godol, there wouldn't be a mitzvah chinuch anymore upon him, but lemaisu is not by mitzvah yet. He didn't become 13, he doesn't have shtei Cyrus. So therefore, if you learn as halacha l'moshe mesinai, that the father can make naziris for a son, then the svar is, calls the man, your son is called the katan, your father can do it. Which means up until by mitzvah, up until he's maybe stay Cyrus, then he's called a cotton. So that's why Rebbe says the father can make naziris for his son up until the son becomes mamish by mitzvah with stay Cyrus. But Rebbe Yisrael Ben Yehuda, the Yomarachi Gilia Nisnadorin, he also know that the father could only make naziris for his son up until the son becomes 12 years old, up until the son like can make his own nadorin, can make his own naziris. Is Sov, you know why he holds that shita? Kidei lechamcha b'mitzvahs. Because he holds what's the whole yisrael in our Mishnah, that the father can make a Kabbalah's Naziris, that's only because of mitzvah chinuch. That's only because of mitzvah chinuch. Kidei lechamcha b'mitzvahs. So then the svar is, v'chi von denofik mirishusei, since when your son now becomes 12 years old, that v'hilchus nedorim, is considered like he went out of your rishus, is suloi mechayif, then the father can't make naziris anymore. In other words, as chinuch midrabbanan, chinuch means when the son can't do it by himself, so then there's an inyan for the father to be mechanech him, gets the use of doing mitzvahs, now when you're under my control, that when you get under your own control, you'll be able to use to doing mitzvahs. Now, v'hilchus nedarim, when does the son take over his own control? By mufla samach liyir, a year before by mitzvah. When he's 12 years old already, that's when the son now has the right to make his own nedarim. So if you learn this whole inyan of the father making the ziris is as chinuch, so then we say the chinuch is only up until 12 years old. But if it was nedarim or naziris like, when your son becomes 12 years old, since then he could do it by himself already, then there's no machiv chinuch. So l'chura, that's the machlokes here, Rebbe and Rebbe Yosi. So l'chura, our machlokes were shlokesh and Rebbe Yochanan is telling this, and this machlokes tanoim. Tomorrow says, maybe no. Amri, I'll tell you lo. Maybe no, it's not that way. I tell you, could be the Kula Yalma Halachi Benazir. These two Tanoim could both go like a Yechid and Shita. They could both maybe hold that this is Halacha L'Moshe Messina, that the father could make Naziris for a son. Fihachas, what's the Machlekes over here? The Muflas Hasa Machliyesh Kemiflegei. This Halacha, Mufla means the year before you become by Mitzvah, that a son could make Nedarim, could make Naziris, it's a Machlekes. That Rebbe Sava Mufla Samach Liyish to Rabbanin. It's only the Rabbanan Dik Halacha that when your son is 12 years old onwards, that if he makes a neder, he has to keep the neder. That's also only the Rabbanan Dik Halacha. So therefore, Viyasya, the Uraisa, Dachid Rabbanan. Like, since me, the Uraisa, when your son is 12 years old, his Nadarma no good. He can't make his own neder. So therefore, if it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, that a father could make Naziris for a son, that's a Uraisa Kesvara. So in the Uraisa, how long could a father make Naziris for a son? Up until the son can make his own Naziris from the Uraisa. Which is when? Bar Mitzvah, with the Shtei Cyrus. That if there's a locha mufla samach liish, that the year before your son becomes bar mitzvah, he can make nedarim, that's only the rabbanon the kasura, it's only a mitzvah of the rabbanon. But if it's a locha l'moshe mesini over here, that goes with the lochas of the irises. In the locha of the iraisa, a son can't do any type of nedarim and aziris until he's Yud Gimel Shonim with Yud Beis Cyrus. So therefore, up until that time, the father has the right to make naziris for a son. That's Rabbi Svara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Mufla, Hasamach, Leish, Tiraisa. I say that there's such halacha, that when your son becomes 12 years old, even a year before Bar Mitzvah, that if he makes a neder, we check it out, that he knows what he's talking about, the neder is a good neder, that's also halacha, it's also a Tiraisa Dik halacha. So it comes out, me Tiraisa, when can your son make his own nedarim, his own naziris, when he's 12 years old? If you're such a loch l'moshe m'sinai that the father can make naziris for his son, that's only kol zaman, the son can't do it by himself, which is up until 12 years old. But once your son becomes 12 years old, that he could do it himself, then there's no more loch l'moshe m'sinai that the father could do it for him. So it could be both of them agree to Rabbi Yechanan Svar over here, that they both agree that Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, that the father can make Naziris for a son, and the Machlokes is, Midiraisa, when does the son have his own right to make his Nadarim? Is it only when he's Bar Mitzvah, or even the year before, that Mufla Samach Liish is also Midiraisa? Alright, turn over. So therefore it's not told in the Machlokes. Then the Gemara says, "V'boy Yisayim." I can tell you the other way also, even according to Rish Lakish. I tell you, "V'boy Yisayim." If you want to kula yal makadei lachamcha b'mitzvahs, I can tell you these two tanoim come out like Rish Lakish. That the pshat now mishnah why the father can make naziris for a son is a mitzvah chinuch. It's the rabbanon de kalocha that the father has the right to teach the son how to get used to doing this mitzvah of naziris. If so, what's the machlokes over here between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosi? If the father could only do it up until Mufla, or could he do it up to Yud Gimel? So I'll tell you like this. O Mufla Samach Liish to Rabbanon he. And everybody holds that it's only mid Rabbanon that the son can make his own Nedarim on Naziris when he's 12 years old. But mid Yiraisa, the son could first make his own Nedarim when he's Bar Mitzvah. That's what everybody holds. If so, what's the machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yosi? Maybe it's like this. Rebbe Sovar, Osi Chinech the Rabbonin, Vidochi Mufla Hasamach Liish the Rabbonin. Rebbe holds that this Indian that the father makes a neder in Naziris for his son is a mitzvah chinuch. True only mid Rabbonin. Now, mid Rabbonin, you want to tell me when he comes 12 years old, he can make his own nedarim. So the Rabbonin would deicha that. Since that's only the Rabbonin deicha locha that the son can make his own nedarim when he's 12 years old, mid Yiraisa he has to be 13 first. But it's only the Rabbanan that he could do it the year before. So since it's only the Rabbanan that Naziris on the Dorim, so the Rabbanan pushed it off and said that when your father makes a Naziris for you, that Naziris is the main Naziris. Even though really with the Rabbanan you have your own power to do it now, but that's when your father doesn't do something. But when your father comes along and makes Naziris for you, since with your eyes, so you can't do it yet, it's only a svar and the Rabbanan you could do it now, so the Rabbanan pushed off that Inyan. That's Lashon V'dochi Mufla Samach Liish to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, Mishum Mitzvah Chinuch, the father has the Ika power. The father still has the right to make a Naziris upon you and pushes off your Chinuch, your Din Rabbanan. For Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, no. The Yama that he says, that no, a father could only make Naziris upon his son up until he's 12 years old. But once he becomes 12 years old, that now he can make Naziris mid Rabbanan by himself. The father can't do it. I tell you, Kesavar, he holds that lo yasi chinuch the Rabbanan, v'dochi mufla samach liish. He holds no, that this chiyuv chinuch is the pshat from chinuch is, that calls the man the son can't do it by himself, even mid Rabbanan, then the father could do it for him. So up until your kid is 12 years old that he can't make his own naziris, then there's an enough chinuch that the father could do it for the son. But once your son becomes 12 years old, that now there's a din with the rabbonin, that he has the right to make his own nadarim, or to make his own naziris, so since your son could do it by himself now, there's no more chiv chinuch upon the father. Therefore the father has no more power to make naziris for a son. So maybe that's the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. So the kids, so these machlokes tanoim is not totally the machlokes we had before between Rebbe Yechon and Rebbe Shlokesh. Both svaras go according to both of them. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Hani tanoi ki hani tanoi. This machlokes tanoim is like another machlokes tanoim. The Tanya will learn like this, the Sant. Maisa Rebbe Chanina. It once happened the story with Rebbe Chanina. Shehediroi Oviv bin Ozir. That Rebbe Chanina's father made him into a Nazir. He was a Kotan, Rebbe Chanina, and his father said, I want you to be a Nazir. So, the Hevil of Nei Rebbe Gamliel, so they brought now Rebbe Chanina, this son, in front of Rebbe Gamliel, for Rebbe Gamliel Boidkoi, and Rebbe Gamliel wanted to check out the son to see how old he is, to see whether the father still had a power over him to make him into a Nazir or not. So he wanted to check him out to see if he's a Nazir or not. So, Leidim Hevish Tei Cyrus. So Rebbe Gamliel checked him out, mashim like Rebbe Shita, to see if he has two Cyrus or not. Imloy Hevi. If he didn't bring it. In other words, if the son did not bring the Shtei Cyrus yet, so then the father could make Naziris upon his son. But if the son has already his two Cyrus, he's a Gadol already, then the father can't do it. So Rebbe Gamliel went to check out Rebbe Chanina if he had Shtei Cyrus, to go that like Rebbe Shita. Rabbi Yossi says, no, nochemol. Like his sheet like before. Rabbi Yossi, yom aleida, in megi elyonis nadarim. That they went to check out the son. Rabbi Chanina now was just to see if he became 12 years old or not. Im lav. So who they go to machmul shitosoi? Rabbi Yossi said before, the father could only make naziris upon his son, calls the man he didn't get to, 12 years old, to mufla samachliish. But once he got to gias elyonis nadarim, then the father's naziris is no good. So the kids, they took this Rebbe Chanina, the son, to check him out to see how old he is, to see if his father's Naziris is chal or not. So what he said now, the son himself now spoke up and said, Om Aloy, Rebbe. So the son said to Rebbe, this Rebbe Gamliel, to Rebbe Yossi, Al Tetzta'i Levakeni, don't bother yourself checking me out. I'll tell you like this, Im Katen Ani Eye Bishvil Abba. If I'm still a Katen, I'll accept my father's Naziris. Now I'm going to keep Naziris no matter what. If I'm a Kotan right now, either I don't have two Cyrus, or else I'm not 12 years old yet, so then my father's Kabbalah helps for me. But in Godlani, even if I am a Godl already, I'll make my own Kabbalah now that I'll be a Nazir for my own sake then. Like, you don't bother checking me out. When whatever happened, I'll be a Nazir right now. Like, he's Mechal upon himself now. That if I'm a Kotan still, then my father's Naziris should be Chal upon me. But lo yitzui, I'm a Gadol already, then I want to make my own Naziris now. I want to be a Nazir myself now. So no matter what the case is, he has to be a Nazir now for 30 days. That's what this Rebbe Chanina told the Rabbanim. So what happened was, Omar Rebbe Gamliel ben Ashki HaRoshay. Gamliel got up and kissed him on his head. And Omri, and he said to him, Muftach ani b'zeh, I'm sure about you. Shemoyra alocha b'Yisrael. You're going to be a great Talmud Chocham. You're going to be a great Moira alocha. You'll teach other people alochas. And Omri was said over that lohoyu yom ha'muotim didn't take too many days. Asharu ha'ra b'Yisrael. So this Rebbe Chanina Chlam became a great mensch. He was Moira alocha ha'ra. He taught halachas to Klal Yisrael. That was the story here. So much like this. If you tell me Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gisha should be, Rabbi Yisrael, stop, not Rabbi Yisrael, Yehuda, now we're going to come to the Tanya here. This time with Rabbi Yisrael, if the question was to check him out whether he's 12 years old yet or not, Haino the Kama, that's what he said, in Kotan, Ani, Eye Bishwal Abba, then I'll be Bishwal Abba. So it's good. In other words, if he's a Kotan, that means he's less than 12 years old, so he can't make his own Naziris. So it's good why he said then, the only way to be a Nazir is because of my father. But according to Rebbe, the Omer, Achi Yovish Tei Cyrus, so is that what? We have to check him out, whether he's a real Godel, whether he's really Bar Mitzvah with Tei Cyrus or not. So then, Fim Godel, Ani Eye Bishwal Atzmi. And then he says, if I'm a Godel, I'll be myself.